Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, snow fog. I know you want to talk about this. So what is it and how does it happen? And is this a new phenomenon for you?
It is. And the snow fog is not some like official, you know, meteorological term. This is my little phrase for this because of just the situation in which it happened. But yeah, I really want to tell you about this because I love the winter. I'm out as much as possible in the winter. And this is the very first time I've ever had this experience. So, woo, you know, it's a big day in my world.
Doesn't take much,
no,
does it, Cheryl?
No. See how easily enthralled I am. So this winter especially, we've all become very familiar with evaporation fog, an official term, right? So that's those fantastic phasmagoric shapes of kind of dancing plumes that have been out over the lake before the ice came and, you know, forming these mass crowds like a rave out over the lake. And so that's cold air over relatively warm thing. In this case, the lake that's making warm, moist air right above it. And then it hits that cold air and you get these wild plumes. One of the real delights of living on the lake or seeing it regularly. And there are other kinds of fogs. We've talked about fogs that ultimately create the hoarfrost on things and rime and that kind of thing. Well, the other day, now that it's lighter, I can actually get out in the light after work. So last week, on one of those 2 days where it got to like 30, if you weren't standing in the sunshine, the one day it was perfectly calm. So this is like 4:30 or whatever. It's perfectly calm, crystal clear sky all day. The sun, February sun, just, you know, burning down. And so I head out and I've been in the woods for, I don't know, maybe an hour or a little bit more. And so now it's closer to 5 or 5:30 and the sun is maybe not quite down yet, but it's way low. And I come out of the woods and here out into the pond along the river. And here I see this white haze forming right in front of my eyes. I'm watching it just get whiter and whiter and whiter above the snow. And so I'm just, you know, I'm frozen in my tracks because I mean, this is something abstract that one knows about, you know, and can read about. But to actually witness this is just incredible. So I'm watching and I'm seeing there's absolutely no wind. There's no movement of air that I can perceive, you know, at all. And yet the density, and the location of different densities is shifting and changing. It's morphing very slowly, though, not quickly. But as you watched it, you could see this shifting and changing. So I stood there for a while watching. Then I moved back through the woods for a ways out into a bigger area, a bigger pond that I knew would have been in the sunshine from probably 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, really getting the full blast. And sure enough, the same thing is going on there, only even more intense because it was a bigger area that had been in the light. So what I was witnessing was this thing we've talked about before. First of all, sublimation. Remember talking about that? And so that's when you get this, the powerful sun and warmth of the day like that day. And it could be still or it could be windy. That doesn't matter for sublimation. But it's the movement of the moisture that's in the snow, so a solid in the snow, directly into a gas. It doesn't even bother with the liquid state water. So it's going from the snow, the moisture in the snow, directly into the air, being carried by the air. So that had been going on most of the day as the sun was beaming down and we had this warm air above the snow that could take up this moisture, but it wasn't going anywhere because it was totally still. So that was going on for hours during the day. And I just happened to show up after the sun had gone low enough that was all in shadow, had been in shadow for maybe half an hour, maybe an hour, I don't know exactly. And as that shadow was created and the sun's intensity went away, the air started to cool. And eventually it hit the dew point for that day and boom, all these tiny little water droplets were forming. it was just amazing. So out there in this big area, if you got crouched down, so say at the level of a fox trotting along, if I'd been a fox, I couldn't have probably seen more than about 6 feet in front of me. That's how dense it was. Up at my eye level, say 5 feet, most of the time when it was at its most dense state, intense state, I could maybe see 30 to 50 feet at that 5 foot level. And originally the fog was maybe from the snow up 4 to 6 feet. Then it was eventually up over my head. Then it was eventually maybe 30 to 40 feet in the air. And so in this bigger area, I stood there and watched for a long time. And like same deal there. It was, even though it was absolutely still, it couldn't have been any more still. It was just morphing and shifting, and the densities would change. You'd see these kind of strands of denser fog that would be appearing almost like they were moving, but they were really just appearing kind of and then disappearing in layers of less dense fog and very white, very white. I picked out a snag that's out in this marsh, a big old tamarack snag, and just paid attention to that for a while and watched it disappear from view and then kind of reappear from disappear again. It was really magical. Within a few steps, if I went over to the edge, it would just a few steps and I could step right out of it, you know, to where it pretty much disappeared. A couple more steps, I'd step right back into it, because the fog, for the most part, I'm sure it extended a little bit into the shrubs and the edge of the woods, but you couldn't see it if there was any. It was very, very minimal. And of course, the feeling was totally different too. You'd come from the woods and into this fog, and immediately you felt the damp, just totally different atmosphere, both in terms of what you could feel as well as what you could see. It was a very, very cool thing.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on radiation fog, snow fog.
You're welcome.